Basketball recruiting talk. We got Jason Jordan on. We're going to talk Nolan Winter, a pair of 24s, and how does Nolan Winter and Gus Yalden play together? All that and more on today's Locked On Badgers. Let's go.
You are Locked On Badgers, your daily podcast on the Wisconsin Badgers. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey, what is going on, everybody? I am Ryan Herrings, your host of Locked On Badgers. Really appreciate everybody tuning in, your team every single day, whether you're on the podcast, on YouTube. I'd also like to thank LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the official college recruiting sponsor across the Locked On College Network. LinkedIn Jobs helps you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Post your job for free at linkedin.com/lockedoncollege. Terms and conditions do apply. And we're going to bring in the always insightful Jason Jordan, Sports Illustrated recruiting director on the basketball side, also Locked On's college basketball recruiting insider. Jason, man, thank you so much for jumping on the show.
Absolutely, man. Glad to be here.
Hey, I need to give you credit, which I always do anyway, because we're always smarter when you jump on. But we talked, you and I talked Nolan Winter a month and a half ago or so on the show. And you said specifically, I feel like Wisconsin is in a good spot here for Nolan. So you were kind of ahead of the curve there. How big is this commitment?
Oh, it's huge. I mean, no secret. His mom and dad went to Minnesota, right? They played sports. I think mom played volleyball, dad played ball. And, there were obviously deep ties there. So people thought it was a foregone conclusion that he would end up there. But shout out to Joe Krabanoff. I mean, he really got it done, being able to, kind of pry him away from there. I mean, the ties in Minnesota are crazy there, but, he really went after it, got it done, put in that work as a recruiter. And, it's a huge win for Greg Gard, because Nolan's a super intriguing prospect that we've talked about before, but, he's a guy who I feel like will have a lot of success there in the system with his skill set, his size. He's a guy that you guys will be able to develop, and I think he'll be like we said before, a fan favorite type player.
Yeah, for sure. And yeah. I want to just kind of recap his game a little bit. Obviously, yeah. I'm going to go back and after today, I'll probably link our first interview so people can dive into that as well. But I want to just, again, point out the fact that tall stretch forwards that commit to Wisconsin kind of get typecast as like a pick and pop guy. Right. We talked about this before with Nolan. Nolan's got more get to the rim ability than that, in my opinion. Like he's more than that.
Yeah, no doubt. He's definitely getting downhill. And because of his size and length, it is easier, but he knows how to use it, and that's the key, because a lot of guys have that ability, but it's the counters that they don't have. So when somebody stops, impedes the progress on one lane, it's usually with a stretch guy, especially at his size, that's usually it. It's like, that's all I got in my bag. Okay, you got me, right? But Nolan has counters, so he has a move here. He knows how to do a step three. He knows how to do the spin. So he can get downhill. He can get to the basket. And that just makes him way more lethal as a scorer and just as an offensive threat because he's, great instincts, underrated playmaker and passer, if you ask me. But I think, that marriage with him and Gus, that could be a lethal combo for sure.
Well, and that's one of the things I want to get into here is the fit with potentially down the road. And obviously, there's a long time for this to come to fruition here. Right. But just projecting out the fit with Gus Yalden, Nolan Winter, I've heard people say it's hard to play. It might be hard to play those two together. I couldn't disagree more. I think they're going to play together really well potentially. Yeah. But I definitely want your take on that.
Well, first of all, mentality-wise, the first thing I look at, so they do have an interchangeable skill set, which I think is a great thing because I'm all about, if you look at the recipe for success in college basketball, it's flooding the floor with playmakers, long playmakers, guard playmakers, but just playmakers, and that's where the positionless thing comes in. But both of those guys are playmakers, bigger guys, but just imagine the high-low game with those two, because they're interchangeable parts. You could swap them out, both high, both low, and they're both going to be able to hurt you from both positions, right? So it's just like case in point, last year, look at Paula and Mark Williams, right? Mm-hmm. So there it was a dominant there's the dominant low post threat, there's the dominant high post threat, 3-point line extended. And it, I mean, it got them to the Final Four. You know what I'm saying? Same thing with Carolina, even though they played four out. But with that those two potentially in the lineup, you could totally play four out and spread the floor and just let the playmakers rock. And so that's kind of look at who's won over the last couple years. And I'm telling you, that coaches and they're open about it. They're like, yeah, we got to get guys that we can just get the rebound and go. You know, and so it's clear that Greg Gard is definitely subscribing to that line of thinking.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I think you could do so much with both these players because they can both handle the ball. They both pass. They both shoot. Yeah. They're both intelligent. I'm so excited to see them play together. And with some of the other shooters Wisconsin is putting around them in the last couple of classes, you know, I think there's a really nice team potentially falling into place here over the next couple of years. Yeah. I want to continue talking about Nolan a little bit more. What is an attribute that he is? What is something that you're very positive is going to translate to the college level? Like, you know, this is going to happen.
So I just think, you know, we could talk specifics, but I think his instincts on the offensive end will serve him well at the next level, because we talked about his ability to get to the rim. And because he has, you know, a mixed bag offensively, I think at his size, it's gonna cause a lot of because it has caused a lot of problems for opposing bigs, because he plays at a high level now against you know, top players now. So you know, with the time he has left, you know, I think that like his stock is just starting to bubble, right? And so that's what other people think people don't talk about enough. I think his ascension with a logical progression, right? I think he's underrated. I do. But I think with a logical progression, you know, with his skill set, I mean, he's 6'11", you know, instinctive passer. I think he's an underrated passer, and he's a guy you could run the offense through. I mean, what have we said this about anyone else, right? It's kind of what we talked about. And I think, you know, just his instincts on the offensive end, because given that you have the offensive skill set, the thing that separates people is the instinctive part of it. And so he's shown and proved that over the summer and over his high school season consistently. So I think the instinctive part of it is the part that, you know, makes me feel like he'll be able to make an impact pretty early.
Yeah. And I want to finish up here with Winter, but I think this might tie into what you just said. That my next question here, is there something, a lot of us, I say us Badger fans, people who follow recruiting, we're watching huddle clips. We're watching, you know, 5-minute highlight clips off of an AAU circuit, whatever it is. Is there something, cause you've seen these players in person, is there something about Winter that stands out that you almost have to see in person that we're not getting from the 8 minutes of film clips we see?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what I tend to look at with stuff like that, and I always say this, I look at body language. Like, I'm big on body language, and you can tell a lot about a player based off, you know, how they are in a huddle or how they receive direction. And he's a guy who's very much engaged on the sideline. He's always like eye to eye type guy, and you know, he's a come on that kind of guy. But you know, again, I'm not saying that's, you know, I'm not being rude to go over here. Like, I'm saying, given that he has an elite skill set, which he does, those are the little things I look at. And those are the things I believe, and what I've seen over years, are the things that separate players. Because it speaks to your motor. It speaks to your ability as a teammate. It speaks to your ability to, you know, take that direction. And that's huge. So, He has all those things based off what I've seen at the tournaments I've seen him at. He's a guy who can take direction. He asks questions and he goes over to the sideline on, you know, and he's listening and engaging with the coaches. And he's a guy who's going to try and keep the team up. So that's something that I would see that you don't get on the clips. That's definitely one of the things that would stand out for me about him.
No, that's fantastic insight. It's stuff like that why we have you on here, because we can't get that. All right, coming up, we have a bunch more to talk about. I'm bringing you on. We're going to talk about a couple of the 2024 kids the Badgers are on. I also maybe want to put a really quick finishing bow on the 23 class. That's coming up with Jason Jordan on Locked On Badgers. But first, today's show is brought to you by BetOnline. BetOnline remains your number one source for all of your sports betting needs and information, sports news, sports podcasts. Everything is on BetOnline with every sport covered: soccer, basketball, baseball, esports, fighting sports, racing. It's all there with live in-game betting, futures betting, and live or you can play online casino Vegas games as well, roulette, blackjack. It is your number one source for all of this. I do a lot of the futures betting. If you have a good feel for a team coming up, pennant races are wrapping up. Basketball is just getting started. If you have a good feel for who might win the Big Ten, if you have a good feel in the NBA, who might win the Western Conference, Eastern Conference, a lot of big moves this offseason. BetOnline is your source to do all of that. Do it responsibly. Have fun with it. Make some future plays, in-game plays. It is your number one source for all your sports betting news, information, needs. Head to the website today. Grab your mobile device. Head to BetOnline. Learn more where the game starts, all the latest props, odds, and lines. BetOnline, where the game starts. We're going to bring Jason Jordan back on. Again, really appreciate everybody tuning in to Locked On Badgers, your team every single day. Jason Jordan, basketball recruiting insider for the Locked On Network, Sports Illustrated basketball recruiting director. Jason, where can people find your work? I'm always checking you out on Twitter. Elliot Cadu, a young point guard I'm pretty high on. I saw you talk a little bit about him as well.
Yeah.
So if you're into basketball recruiting, definitely follow Jason. Where can they follow your work?
Jason Jordan SI on Twitter, Jason C. Jordan on Instagram, and college basketball section si.com. I'm there all the time, so yeah, definitely come check that out.
Definitely worthwhile, insightful stuff. And as Jason has said before on the show, he's more about telling the stories of these kids. You know, it's not about trying to be the quickest in with where they're going to go and ruining a lot of that. It's about the kids, it's about the stories, and always really appreciate that. Jason, I want to shift to a couple 2024 prospects the Badgers are on, but really quickly, I do want to just ask, Badgers, this probably wraps up their 23 class. So it's Gus Yaldin, Nolan Winter, and John Blackwell. Really kind of quickly, what does that class do for Wisconsin? How well do you think Greg Gard did in the 23 cycle here?
I think it was remarkable. I mean, you know how I feel about Gus. He's, I was definitely the star of that class. I mean, I don't think anyone would dispute that, but you know, just again, a class full of playmakers, and you know, Blackwell's, you know, great downhill, tough nose guard, and Nolan. We talked about Nolan, interchangeable part, 6'11", stretches the floor, does a whole lot of different things, gets downhill, and you know, I think all in all, just surrounding, flooding the court with playmakers at different positions. And, you know, you could see Nolan start the break. You could see, certainly can see Gus start the break, and, you know, John's going to start the break a lot. But just guys who can, more than anything, I would say, given that the skill set is there, and, you know, obviously they're elite level prospects, all those guys are warriors on the court, and they, you know, they want to compete, and they compete at a high level, and they play with motors that remain in overdrive. That's the one thing that I would say would stand out about all three. They all possess that. So it's a special class. It's definitely a special class for guard.
No, that's shooting as well. I mean, obviously, you know, we talked about the two big men a lot, but Blackwell's a pretty good shooter as a guard
Definitely. Big part of his game.
A lot of shooting, competitiveness. Is there something, do you see this as, because last year's class was basically Connor Asigian, there was really nothing else there.
Yeah.
You know, you talked about Joe Krabenhoff. Is Wisconsin have they turned a bit of a corner from a recruiting standpoint, or is there, am I kind of grasping at something there?
I would say it's a step forward. I mean, for sure. You know, when you have a big win like the Nolan win, you know, it sets the standard, you know, and it does tend to have a trickle down effect. Just even from a mental space, right? I mean, you think the Wisconsin staff doesn't understand how they went and pried somebody out of a backyard, you know, it definitely can set your sights on bigger prizes down the road. So I think you'll probably see them go bigger, and, you know, that helps, you know, confidence even at the coaching level. You know, we talk about players a lot, but, you know, you think about a coach who can do something, pull that off. Yeah. You know, I don't see that very much, you know. I mean, mom and dad, good luck, you know, in the rooting section there, you know. So, yeah, it's definitely a huge step forward, and I expect more, you know, in the 24 class and beyond.
Yeah, this is shaping up to be. Oh, there's a lot of talent in the 24 class the Badgers are on, and that's a good segue into this. Yeah. So, we're probably going to do a couple shows, continue to have you on and continue to talk about these prospects. We're going to talk about two Minnesota kids today in the 24s. Daniel, let's start with Daniel Freitag.
Okay.
Pretty much consensus top 100 24 recruit. Also a great receiver, right? A dual sport guy, 6'2", 180 pounds out of Minneapolis. Give us a feel of his game, what you've seen from him, and then we'll kind of get into his recruitment a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he's an amazing football player, you know, too. So I say that first because you would expect a football player who's also good at basketball to be really tough and, you know, athletic, and he is, right? Mm-hmm. He's a hound out there, you know, so he's one of those guards that I'm no way you can stop me from getting to the basket. There's no way. Right. And it's usually done, you know, he's a guy, it's not like he has to bulldog his way. Like he's a finesse guard, but you know, he's super tough. Obviously he's a football player, but he finishes through contact and stuff like that, but he's also a 3-level scorer. He's an efficient shooter. But just a hard-nosed point guard, great instincts, dictates tempo really well. He's not like a straight line, fast, you know, he can back it up and use his instincts and, run the show and make the smart play and make the right pass. So, definitely a guy whose stock is on the upswing, I would say.
And somebody who, when we're watching highlight films, we're not seeing him in person like you are, but you know, watching, very creative off the bounce, you know, really, really good going left or right, finishes with a lot of different variety at the rim, floaters, off the glass, stop and pop, left hand, right hand. I didn't see, you mentioned 3-level score, and I think that's probably just a function of seeing limited clips of him. I saw a lot of at the rim or 3-pointers. Is that that mid-range game is there for him?
Yeah, it's there. I mean, he definitely, to your point, he definitely, it's not like, it's there, right? So I've seen, but see, I would say, depending on where the see, I have this debate a lot about floaters. I think a floater is mid range, right? But some people think all the way, you know. So that's just a taste thing, I guess. But he definitely has the floater bag. But to your point, he does tend to get all the way down to the rim. But I think he's learning to, you know, not have to go all the way in. But I think he likes the contact, you know, that's what I believe, you know, based off seeing him, I think he likes the contact because, you know, he likes to, you know, ruffle his shoulders a lot after the hand one and do this and stuff like that. But I love it because that brings on an energy that is infectious. And at his position, that's something that you want.
Well, two other points just on that, and I'll get your take on this. The first is at the high school level, he probably doesn't have to stop at the mid-range very often, right? He's getting to the rim because he's just better. Yeah. And the other aspect of that is there's a lot of value in guards and post players that draw fouls, that get to the line, you know, that put that pressure on the defense. So I'm not even saying that's a bad thing. It's just, you know, as you watch the film, he's just so much better at everybody that he's getting to the rim and he doesn't have to pull up as much. Is there a feel from your end? And I've seen people indicate that they think basketball is more likely in his future. Yeah. Is that something that you've seen? Is he... You know, it's a tough spot because he's elite, really, at both spots there.
That's what I've been told, is that he's going to focus more on basketball. And, you know, back channel conversations, I've heard that he's going to probably focus more on basketball, and that's going to be the ticket.
Okay.
That's what I've been told.
Do you have a feel on, I mean, early recruitment for Daniel? I know we're a ways out. He's a 2024 kid. There's a lot of interest.
So the same conversations is that he's going to take his time. That, you know, I think that's the consensus, that he's going to take his time. And then, you know, I've been told that, but I know that he loves football. So that kind of throws a monkey wrench into, you know, schools. I mean, I know Notre Dame really wants him bad for football. And, you know, obviously, you know, the offers for basketball, but I think he's going to take a lot of visits. Imagine that. He's going to take a lot of visits for both sports. And, you know, I don't think it's something that will happen anytime soon. Even cutting it down, you know, I think we're talking like spring before he starts to get real serious about it. It's one of the conversations I've had about him in passing. But, you know, these things change. You know, he's in season now for football. So, I don't know how the visits will work there. I guess maybe on the weekends. But, you know, with these 24s, it's just sometimes they're like, hey, I've had a guy say, this happened last week. Hey, you taking any visits this week? This is Thursday. Nah, I'm cool. I'm just chilling. Okay, cool. Friday. Hey, I'm going out. And this is a West Coast trip from the East Coast. Hey, I'm going to go to this school tonight. Oh, really? For an official? Wow, that was last minute. You know, so this stuff, you know, you never know. And then he could leave football Friday and say, Saturday, I'll be there for an official. So,
sure.
Yeah.
Sure. And he should take his time. I mean, all power to him. You should take your time. There, yeah. You know, the ball is in his court, literally and figuratively, no pun intended.
Right.
I want to finish up here with Daniel, who has been to Madison. There have been at points in Wisconsin's history, and again, I'm not trying to paint with a broad brush here, where athletic guards have not wanted to play in the Wisconsin system, right? Yeah. It is more of a structured offense. They don't go up and down the court quite as much. Now, great guard has changed a little of that, but it's still not free flowing as much as other offenses. Is there a feel stylistically for Daniel and where he would fit in a Madison offense, Wisconsin's offense? Yeah.
I can't say that I know that, you know, he wants to, he's like, you know, I don't want to be in an offense like that, but I'll say having seen him play, I mean, I think he definitely would probably lean more to up and down a pace, you know, you know, most dynamic point guards are going to want that. Right. And so they're going to have to do some work selling him on, you know, I know what, to your point, I know what the, you know, the perception is, but you know, when we get you, and that's to be very honest with you, that is a tough sell. Cause people be like, man, coaches will be like, he told you what?
Right.
I'm not even going to say anything. Just use your eyes. You know, that I've heard that line a lot. Like just watch their game. That's all I'm saying. You know, coaches will do that quick. They'll pour salt quick now. he'll have to, you know, do some, you know, convincing there, some showing and proving, and, you know, but you know, there are ways to do that. I've seen that too, you know, where even at schools like, let's say Virginia, right?
Sure.
Where like, you know, I know they say we're all about the defense, but, you know, look at this clip of how we did really good on offense, you know, and it can hit home and depending on how you do it, you know. But to your point, it is an uphill sell. So that's something they'll have to sell because he is a dynamic, get downhill. But can he pull it out and play a half court set and run an offense? Yeah. Does he want to?
That's the question. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they tend not great. To, if I'm being the percentages say no.
Right.
They don't want to do that. No, but they want, you know, they want it to be by and large out free flow, but, you know, but sometimes pulling it back. They don't want it to be the other way around.
Yeah. And listen, that's not saying anything new to us Wisconsin fans. Like we are familiar with that uphill battle. Yeah. I mean, it's bit Wisconsin a couple times. All right, coming up, we're going to get into on Locked On Badgers with Jason. We're going to get into one more 2024 prospect, another Minnesota kid, a teammate of Nolan Winter, and somebody that I think has a lot of talent as well. That's coming up next on Locked On Badgers. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to Locked On Badgers, staying here with Jason Jordan, continuing our basketball recruiting talk, which is awesome. It's always great to have Jason on the show. Jason, let's talk about another 2024 Jack Robinson, 6'6" forward, same school as Nolan Winter, teammate of Nolan Winter, really good lefty shooter. What are your feels on your feel on his game? What have you seen from him?
Yeah, I like Jack. I mean, he just works really hard. You know, when you see him play, it's like he's trying really hard, and that's how, you know, some guys are just. You can tell he's worked to get to where he's at. Not to say other people haven't, but, you know, some guys are just have the gift and it looks really effortless. So it with Jack, it's the same outcome, but you can tell he's working really hard. Like you can tell he wasn't given that, you know, he had to work to get to, does that make sense? He had to work to get to where he's at. Now, I think the shooting ability is just natural, but his ability to get down him, people don't talk about that enough. Like he Jack's going by you now. Jack is going by you. Like that first step has gotten better over the last year for sure. And, you know, he's got some bounce too. I mean, he is 6'6". Mm-hmm. And he showed some athletic ability over the summer for sure. He had a couple highlights I saw in person and through clips. But yeah, I like him. I like how hard he works. I love his motor. Knockdown shooter. I think he'll find, you know, he'll remain on the court because of his ability to knock down shots. But I think I love his instincts on the offensive end, especially on the offensive glass. Like, he has a nose for the ball. So he's really good at keeping plays alive, you know, tap outs, mm-hmm. and putbacks and things like that. So he brings a lot of energy on both ends of the floor. And at his size, that, you know, that is invaluable.
Yeah, for sure. To your point with shooting, if you're 6'6", and I mean, he has deep range. It's you know, hand down, man down type range. Okay. If you don't get up on him. And there's some really impressive high school clips where they use them off of flare screens. They use them coming off curls. They
dynamic off that flare.
Yeah, really good. You know, and that type of shooting translates. One of the questions that I would have, and curious your take on this, and this is a question for a lot of 6'6", 6'7". Defensively, you know, is he going to be quick enough to guard? Because that could be a shooting guard matchup. I mean, right. he plays a lot of three, but you got 6'6" right. shooting guards in the Big Ten.
Yeah, no. I mean, not right away. I mean, I can't say that now based off what I've seen. That's going to be the biggest curve. But to be fair, I mean, that's usually the biggest curve mm-hmm. for most freshmen. And I think we've had this conversation before. But definitely that's going to be a hurdle. It's been a hurdle for him. You know, I've seen him play. So, I he's not a 94-foot lockdown defender. Mm-hmm. Again, he tries hard. But, you know, and that's that timing and that agility and that footwork that comes in time. I've seen it definitely develop, but you know, he has the right mentality for it to develop. I'll say that.
And there's some nice clips as well of him rotating over, you know, taking a charge, getting the weak side block. Like you can tell the basketball IQ, the idea, it's all there, right? Those boxes are checked. And going back to the offensive side, one more thing I want to talk about him is we talked about Daniel, but you know, maybe where's that mid-range? And probably because he doesn't need it, but you see a lot of that at the high school level from Jack. You know, he can pull from 11. You know, he gets to a spot and he just pulls up, and it doesn't matter who's on when you're 6'6", and you know that quick lefty shot. He is a three-level scorer at this point, and I think that would translate.
Yeah, definitely. And whenever you're a true, you know, people throw that three-level thing out so cliche. I hate that that's become cliche, but he really is. And so you know, whenever somebody asks me, are they three levels? I'm like, well, the first level I need them to be is a 3-point shooter, right? Because if that's the case, then, you know, at his, you know, size and skill, then if you have the 3-point shot and you can go by people, then you tend to be a three, you know, mm-hmm. you tend to be a 3-level scorer based off that. And I think that's what's fun. But he's pulling up from mid range. Again, it's the instincts pulling up from mid range. He's not a guy, to your point earlier. You know, he recognizes the situation, so he'll pull up short, and you know, he doesn't have to go all the way in, and he'll knock down his shot. But you know, he just makes great reads on the offensive end, and so he uses his skill set to finish the play, and that can't be overstated, because mm-hmm. a lot of guys, they just know it one way, you know, and so he just actually takes a second to read what's going on real time, and make the play based off the read.
No, I love it. I like both of them a lot. Any last question here, and we'll wrap up. Any kind of same type of deal with Daniels? You don't know if he plans on taking his time, taking visits, where his recruitment might go?
Yeah, I mean, I know Nebraska's a player. I know Minnesota's a player. A couple others in there. I do think he'll take the visits. I think he's gonna, you know, I think he's another one that's gonna go through the process and take all those visits. And I can't imagine that's gonna be over, you know, even before the early signing period. So at least for the next couple months, I think he's probably going to slow roll it. That's what I have heard about him. Yeah. Okay. And that's kind of the same thing I'm hearing about some 24 guys are starting to cut lists, but as far as making decisions, we had like a little onslaught in the last month, but I think it's starting to slow down now because people, to be very honest, people want to get out to football games and they want to potentially hear their names chanted at football games. So, so I think guys are just excited about getting away for the weekend and, you know, hanging out with the college guys and, you know, going to co-ed parties.
Yeah, makes sense. Checks all the boxes.
100%.
Jason, man, thank you so much as always for tuning in, joining the show. We are, as I've said multiple times, smarter when you were able to make the trip on. Everybody check out his work. We're going to link it in the show bio. Definitely insightful stuff. All sorts of updates on basketball recruiting, high school players, really sharp follow. So definitely somebody that's worth checking out. And thank everybody for tuning in. Making Locked On Badgers your first listen every day. When you're done here, go check out Locked On Big Ten to get the latest on all of our conference rivals, the ones we kind of hate and the ones we totally hate. That's Locked On Big Ten. And with that, on Wisconsin, we'll talk to you tomorrow.